Hey, Prince George Pentecostal Church and Pastors Rich and Noreen. This is Darcy and Leanne, and we're thrilled to be able to share the word with you today.
Yeah, thanks for having us. Thanks for beginning to support us this year. It's awesome. It's been neat to meet with your missions committee and to share kind of what God is up to. But here we are.
Here we are. Now, I think you know we spend half of our year in Asia, working with leaders there, and then half of our time in Canada working with leaders here.
Yes.
Through the Zoe Network. So yeah,
and it is flat out and full on in spite of COVID.
Oh my goodness, we thought COVID would slow things down. Oh no, we are going full steam ahead, but it's pretty exciting. So
today we're gonna talk to you about pushing past fear and stepping up into a life of faith and what God has for us, some key spiritual elements that we think will help you. I don't know if you've ever had some times of fear. I've been stalked by a bear in north of Prince George. That was fearful. But recently in October, we'd been on a ferry to visit a church in a neighboring place and then come back to our city. And when we arrived back to our city, all the transit, all the cabs, all the traffic was shut down because there was a protest with hundreds of thousands of people. And it was along a major artery in the city, a major street. And that street was in between where we landed on the ferry and where we needed to go. So somehow we had to get across the street. So we made our way there, and there's a sea of umbrellas, there's sticks, there's debris.
At one point, my eyes started to water in my nose, and I said to Darcy, "Something's wrong with my eyes, what's going on?" And he goes, "Leanne, that's tear gas." And I remember thinking, and this is where we're moving.
Yes, this is where we're moving. So we walked for blocks. It was about a 6-7 kilometer walk. And as we're walking, we cannot make our way across the street. And finally, we see a gap, and we sprinted in between the police and the protesters in that small gap.
And then we went to McDonald's.
Yes.
Please don't judge us, but we might have stress eaten in that moment. So
Had the fries.
Okay, so fear, we all experience it. And here we are in the middle of COVID-19 experiencing fear. Well, today we want to read from 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 5 to 7. This is a letter written by the Apostle Paul to Timothy, his protege. Paul's writing from prison. Things have been better for Paul because he is incarcerated for the second time in Rome. He's in the middle of a trial. Things aren't going well, and actually he's expecting that he will be executed. At the same time, there's troubles in the church with false teaching,
it's not good.
It's a hard time. And so what does Paul write about? Well, he writes to Timothy and he says this, "I remember your genuine faith, for you share the faith that first filled your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice. And I know that same faith continues strong in you. And this is why I remind you to fan into flames the spiritual gift God gave you when I laid my hands on you. For God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power, love, and self-discipline." Timothy was gifted. You know, actually, scripture tells us a lot about Timothy. He had a great reputation among the churches. He was a capable leader with a pastor's heart. But Paul is concerned. He's worried that Timothy is hanging back, that he's being timid. And, you know, to be timid, we actually looked at the definition of this as we were researching this text. And to be timid is to lack self-assurance, courage, or bravery. Okay, that's what we expected. But then it went on and it said, it is to be easily alarmed.
Wow.
And we read that and we went, oh my goodness, that's what we're seeing all across the globe within people as they are alarmed and anxious and hoarding and, you know, all of that. And we're seeing it in believers as well. So why is Timothy timid? Well, it could be just his personality, but it could be too that he was just plain tired because he was leading in these really exceptional circumstances. And there were so many demands upon him and his leadership. I think he might have just been plain tired. We don't know what's happening with Timothy. But Paul says you need to stir up the gift within you. See, here's the thing. Paul wants to remind Timothy by saying, you have been gifted. See, Timothy was forgetting. He was forgetting that moment that hands were laid upon his body and he received the spiritual gifts that he would need to faithfully carry out God's assignment in his life. Timothy had been given everything he needed. And instead of believing this, he was doubting and hanging back. And I tell you, this is a message for us today. Because if you are a follower of Christ, according to 1 Corinthians 12, you have been gifted. You have what you need in these extraordinary times of COVID-19. And I remind myself of this almost daily, that I have everything I need in this moment to be faithful to God's assignment in my life. So you have been gifted.
The verse also goes on and says, fan into flame. Fanning into flame is what Paul talks about. So stir up the gifts and then put them into action. And this is a cooperation of our will with God's power. Mm. In Canada, we had a group called Crusaders when I was a kid. And so just up up Highway 16 in Smithers, I was in Crusaders and I got my fire making badge. And let me tell you about starting a fire. When you start a fire, you strike the match and ignite that initial flame, but then very quickly you have to get down and blow on that fire, bring oxygen to that fire so that it bursts into flame, mm-hmm. so that things catch. Fires left on their own will burn out eventually. They need fuel, they need to be stoked. And so the words here are to kindle afresh, to keep in full flame, and not saying that Timothy had lost his early fire, but as with all of us, we need that fanning into flame mm-hmm. of the gifts. And this is not a passive process. It is not, oh, God knows where I am. He sees me.
He sees the gifts
that he's given me. He sees the gifts that he's given me. I'm just going to wait on him until I feel that dramatic anointing.
And then I'll step out.
So no, it's the opposite of that. It's be strong. And Paul actually says that 25 times in the book of 1 and 2 Timothy mm-hmm. to Timothy. Be bold, be strong. Don't shy away from being a person of faith. Step up and do the right thing. Be bold and take a step against your fears. And this is an individual heart decision. It's our posture towards God, and no one can do it for you.
You know,
Pastor Rich and Noreen can't do it for you.
No, they can't. I remember, I want to say late February, early March, we were living in our city. Things were hard. We've been in COVID-19 since January. So, I mean, things were just hard, what have you. And we were starting to lose the plot in our lives a little bit. I don't know if that ever happens to you. Darcy woke up. It was a Thursday morning. He walks into our bedroom, which is tiny, with a cup of coffee. And he says, Leanne, it is Breakthrough Thursday. And I thought to myself, Breakthrough Thursday? What is Breakthrough Thursday? I don't know what it is, but I'm in. And he said, basically, today we are not looking at our problems. We are not going to look at all the things that aren't as they should be. Instead, we're going to start to look for where God is moving and what he's asking us to do to participate with him. And that was game changing for us in our first 3 months in Asia, where it changed everything. And see, what you were doing in that moment, you were fanning into flame the gifts that were in us, and it was game changing. So
for us, like, we are in worship, we're listening to worship, we're in the Word of God, we're spending time in prayer, we're taking time to listen. But for us and for you, there's that next step. And the next step is getting up off the couch and being who God has called you to be.
So good. So Paul says, you don't have fan into flames. You've been gifted, fan into flames. But then he basically says, listen, reject fear. Paul says, Timothy, you can do this because you've not been given a spirit of fear and timidity. Now, fear of our circumstances is never from God. Hear that. Now, don't feel bad that you're feeling fearful, because welcome to being human. But, you know, fear can take us into all kinds of irrational places. And we saw this in our city.
The toilet paper hoarding?
Yeah, that started in our city, and we saw it literally going around the world. But, you know, here's the thing. The enemy wants us fearful. If he can plant fear within us, like, oh my goodness, what's going to happen? How am I going to provide? What all of this kind of stuff, what that does is paralyzes us. And so what I do, and I don't know if this is helpful, but I will look at fear. I'll acknowledge it and say, fear, I see you. You're not from God, and I reject you because you're not going to be a part of this life. So
in the name of Jesus,
in the name
that
of
resurrection
Jesus.
Power of Jesus, we say, fear and anxiety, you have no place.
So good.
So stand up with what you've already received. And there are three things mentioned. There's God's power, his love, and a sound mind.
Yeah, because here's the thing, because fear, that creates a vacuum, right? We don't have fear, but then Paul goes on and says, let me tell you what you do have.
You do have that. You have God's power, that resurrection life power that I just mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
And when we walk in obedience, bringing our gifts for use by God in his kingdom, we walk in the power of the Holy Spirit and we are safe. The power of God at work within us gives us the power to be unafraid and to have a sound mind and to love. Walking in God's power, like you hear the supernatural stories, and I love them. I've experienced them, and we've seen them in Asia. We've seen them in Canada. Mm-hmm. But for you, you're going, well, how? Like, I don't know how to have that. Well, you can start. You can start by experiencing God's power by just being unafraid to say to a friend or a neighbor, hey, can I pray with you?
Mm-hmm.
Walking in God's power could be believing that God will provide for you and your family and your community, and praying in faith that way. It's walking in confidence, believing that God will make a way.
Amen.
Now, God has also given us love. And this actually colors the power piece, because many think in terms of power, in terms of what they can get or how they can control others. But the power of Jesus is the opposite of that. Like, you think on the night before Jesus was crucified, scripture says that Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands. That's the phrase from John 13. And what does he do with that power? He washes his disciples' feet.
Yeah.
Like, it's just so fascinating. So we're tempted to hoard. We're tempted to hang on to stuff. We're tempted to...
all the toilet paper is mine.
But instead, we're to step up with love. And I love what churches around the world are doing. They're stepping up. Like in Hong Kong, we saw youth groups with masks and gloves and all that kind of stuff. And they were going to seniors' places and giving out giving out masks and hand sanitizer and food. Like, it was serving.
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful. So the last one is God has given us a sound mind, wisdom.
Yeah.
And this is a calm, self-controlled mind in contrast to the panic and confusion. And I love how God used Joseph in the Old Testament to not just save himself, but innovation to save whole nations.
Yeah.
In this time, we're actually praying for a sound mind that includes innovation, that you would be able to do something, try something new. And so in the middle of the fear, what is Jesus saying to you? Take a deep breath and listen and allow him to speak innovation, ways that you could make a difference, ways that you could provide for your family, ways that you could provide for others.
So good.
So let's reject the fear and live with the power, love, and sound mind of Jesus.
Amen. So, you know, I love what you said about, you know, wash our hands. Dr. Henry has taught us how to wash our hands, but then to pick up a towel and a basin and begin to wash the feet around you. Here's the thing, and we've seen this now for the last 5 months that we've been in this, is there's this sense that, oh no, you know, like the world's on pause, the economy, you know, churches are shut. No, they're not. How we're doing church, how we're meeting is different, but God is on the move all around us.
Oh, we have never had so many opportunities to share our faith, we've never had so many opportunities to develop leaders. Like, it's just so good.
Exactly. So God is at work. God is at work in Prince George. God is at work in our city in Asia. God is at work all around us. And here's the thing, is that we all have a part to play. He invites us continually, saying, hey, get into this game. It's really, really fun. And I'm going to set you up to be a part of my mission. And so amazing. So we get to actually be with people and with our bit, with what we carry, with that power, love, sound mind, we can step into situations with our neighbors and to bring calm. Like, wow, what a gift to be able to bring to people who are literally freaking out right now. To meet needs, to offer prayer, to carry wisdom. That is who we are in this moment. And oh my goodness, may the Church of Jesus Christ rise up in all that we have and be that voice around the world.
So Jason, maybe you should write a song. Pastor Rich, back to you. We're praying for you. Mm-hmm. As a church family, we're praying that God does these things in you. So yeah. God, pour out your spirit over
her. Thank you, Lord.
Prince George Pentecostal. Pour out your power, your love, your wisdom over these people, this community of believers, that they would see great things happen as a result. Back to you, Rich.
Wow, thanks so much, Darcy and Leanne. What an encouraging word for us all. And at the same time, a call to action in our lives and in our faith. That was awesome. Church, you know, I love what they were telling us. You know, don't be easily alarmed during season or ups and downs, especially of our lives. You know, and understanding that God is with us and His power is at work in us and the Holy Spirit is moving through our lives. And everything we have need of is in Christ and in the Holy Spirit. So are we going to take up the challenge this morning? Are we going to, in the next little season, you know, fan into flame the gifts that God has given us and stirred up in our lives and be bold in using them? You know, this isn't Thursday, but is it our breakthrough Sunday? You know, if we're sitting dormant or, you know, we've taken a step back in our faith or we're kind of finding ourselves to be neutral, why don't we get up off the couch that Darcy said and get off the bench and, you know, get off the sidelines and let's spring into action and walk and experience the power that God has for us and is active in our lives. I want to encourage us all, you know, let's ask God to help us. Let's ask God for wisdom. Let's ask God for innovation and for opportunities in our life to use the gifts that He's given us for His kingdom and for His glory. Would you just pause for a moment with me and let's pray and let's ask God for those very things. Yeah, God, this morning we thank you for Darcy and Leanne. Thank you for their word to us, God, that you placed on their heart for us. And God, I ask that we would take up the challenge, that we would be active in our life and we would look to you to stir up the gifts that you've placed in us. And God, that we would be using our gifts for your glory, to see people come to know you, to see each of us encouraged in our faith. So God, bless each one that's listening today or on the website, and God, just do a good and new work in their life. God, thank you so much that you have given us everything in this life, God, to do the work that you've called us to do. And God, bless Darcy and Leanne as they raise up leaders, God, and they train leaders and disciple leaders. God, everything they put their hand to do, would you bring favor to them, God, and would you cause it to prosper? So bless them today, God, we ask in your beautiful and wonderful name, the name of Jesus. Amen.